And Jim Gold, we love this woman. She is a Tassie Ray, self-made and self-managed singer-songwriter. Yes, she does both.
She does it all, mate. There's nothing she doesn't do.
She was a grand finalist in The Voice last year, and this weekend she is performing at the Republic Bar. Well, that can only be one person. Please welcome Stella Perry.
I'm gonna clap for myself because I can't leave you hanging there.
Yeah, it's awkward sometimes because Nathan has to push the buttons, and so it's just me.
I've got a clap sound effect, so it kind of does.
I will say it's good having you here, Stella, and having the headphones on because we have guests in who get thrown by their own voice. So when they sit down and they don't hear the sound effects because they have the headphones on, it's just me clapping them.
Yeah.
They get a bit weirded out that Nathan's just standing there.
A few of them look at me and go, "God, that guy's a bit of a rude asshole, isn't he?" He won't clap me.
Stella thinks that, but totally unrelated. Something different.
No, look at that face.
Look at him. He just got a haircut. Can you tell? Look how good he looks.
First haircut in about 5 months, which is good, which is really nice.
Who did it?
Ben O'Brien, hairstylist. Nice. Yeah, shout
beautiful.
Out to him.
Yeah,
if you get
free plug.
Free plug.
Stella, how you been? What's been happening?
I've been good. What's been happening? I've been trying to organise this Republic Bar show. I mean, there's not that much to organise this time as opposed to the uni bar show, but this time it's all ages. So I'm kind of redesigning it so it's PG and just more appropriate. Not, I mean, it's like I was fully clothed last time and I intend to be fully clothed this time-ish. But
we're a child-friendly show and we're not always fully clothed.
That's true.
So that's
the beauty of radio, dolls.
Yeah, it is.
You're so lucky.
We don't have social media.
That's the best part of the show.
Too many photos in there, budgie smugglers. So what goes into an all ages show? Like what do you need to be thinking when you're putting that together?
Just as far as like I know that there's going to be quite a few little ones, and I don't want them to get bored by too many ballads. That's kind of my biggest fear of this show because I love singing sad, sort of boring songs.
Yeah. Well, there's two sides of you. There's the ballad side and then the other side.
Yeah, and I worry about how the kids are going to sort of handle that. So I'm just sort of really keeping that in mind. I need to keep everyone engaged the whole time. So it's sort of tricky. Taylor Swift manages to nail that. Like if you have ever watched a concert of hers and literally like her fans are from 3 years old to...
I was lucky enough to see Taylor Swift. I think it was a 1989 tour and I saw her in Sydney and I saw her in Brisbane and the show was identical. Like beat
same
for
jokes.
Beat, the where she stands, the same jokes. Like she just changes out Sydney to Brisbane. Like it, I was like, wouldn't that be exhausting doing exactly the same show? Like it's phenomenal. Don't get me wrong,
I
couldn't believe like the way she turns. Like she did a bit where she was like hitting a hammer against this like nail, and she like pretends to miss it and hit it like beat for beat. She did exactly the same.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah,
I will never be able to do that.
So what we're saying, if this works and then you go and do it in Launceston, change things up.
We'll know. We'll follow you along.
That's the good thing about me, I think, it's the good and the bad thing about me is that I'm very on the fly and I make things up as I go. So
I don't even
know what you're going to get.
Like, you're
going to
react to the
crowd. I can promise a great show. It might not be.
Yeah, so how does it, I mean, I've never done a live music performance before. God, I've tried.
Nate doesn't have any musical bones in his body. Bless him.
Great stage presence.
Stage presence.
Stage presence.
Yeah, he has a lot of charisma. I've tried to teach him guitar.
You're a bad coach. I need patience. I also need somebody standing behind a curtain.
Oh, mate, there's no patience for you, mate.
Patience would be a good song for you to learn, actually. I feel like that's basic.
Guns N' Roses. No, nothing's basic for me, mate. I struggle with
that. He wanted 3M by Matchbox 20, which I tried to teach him. We played it to Rob Thomas. Rob was very unimpressed.
Isn't that the start of that song is dun-dun-dun? That's too hard.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. No, it's just
to go from
like
C to
G. I'm just citing those two fingers up.
Hey, I've got it. Do you want to hear a bit of it?
I'd love to.
Of your performance?
Of my performance.
I hope there's no barring chords because that'll be a nightmare.
Oh, there's some barring chords. Have a listen to this.
All right, so obviously, I mean, you've got... Oh, it sounds sharp, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You guys didn't think I'd get the first note, did you? Oh, there's a second one, even better. And then, got to do that. That. Pretty good.
Yep. You've played all three chords correctly.
There you go. Congratulations, guys. Matchbox 20, 3 a.m.
So give me those three and then give me a bit of...
So it's cold outside. Okay.
Come on.
Okay. Said it's cold outside. And you hand me a raincoat. funny. Well, okay. All right. Here's the thing. You're the teacher.
All right, that's enough. That's essentially how it went down.
Nate's just any chance he can play at your
gig. Is that being authentic?
Yes.
That was me.
That was multiple really weeks of me trying to teach him that, by the way.
Are you hamming it up / putting mayo on it?
No, that's my skill set.
Nate doesn't have a very, his fingers are quite not chubby dexterous. And not dexterous.
I'm really bad too. And I want you to know, I've been trying on and off, obviously not with these nails, but for years I seem to always have musicians around me, or I'm dating a musician. I'm like, teach me how to do this, and it's a nightmare. Like my left, I remember I got thrown out of guitar class in grade 5 because I kept turning the guitar around so it was on my right hand.
Oh, really?
And they were like, get out, you don't take it seriously. And I was like, no, I just don't know how to use my left hand.
See, I threw out my guitar teacher. I did it around the other way.
That's a month I'll never get back to teach him that. Yeah. To teach him nothing.
It wasn't even a point.
And we played that for Rob Thomas. Yeah. Rob was like, he went the same thing. He goes, this is a joke, right?
No, I'm pretty sure he said, that's shit.
Yeah. He did.
Is what he
goes,
said.
Yeah, I'll try and be nice, but no shit. So, no, Nate can't perform at the all ages gig.
Of course he can. That's the level of musicianship you're going to expect. So, you will fit right in.
My first live gig opportunity. Yeah. Well, in that case, go and buy tickets, guys. Moshsticks.com.au. Of course, 17th of April is happening Republic Bar.
Thank you for helping a struggling musician.
No, it's my absolute pleasure.
You know, COVID times, I couldn't perform much.
It's hard. It's tough. Everything shut down.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.